Hi everybody and welcome to the Get a Fucking Life Babe podcast. I'm your host Lydia Killian and this is a podcast you come to if you want to change your self-concept, you want to manifest everything you've ever wanted in life and you want to get a life that you're obsessed with. This is the place for you. Today we're talking about how ignoring the 3D is a skill and the more you practice it, the better you get at it. And this applies to anything across the board with manifestation. The more you practice programming your beliefs, regulating your nervous system, putting life into your own life, putting more fun in there, getting a fucking life, the easier it gets. It will become second nature eventually. At first, it's going to really scare you. It's going to throw your nervous system into a bit of a wacky mode, and that's totally fine. It's totally normal. But the more you do it, the better you will get at it. So that is what today's episode is all about. Because I know some of you just cannot ignore them circumstances. And I've spoken about this before, about how ignoring the circumstances, I don't personally believe is the best way to go about it. So we're going to talk about what is the best way to go about it today. Before we get into it, I just want to remind you all that if you want a place to come to where you can shift your beliefs, then the 2 week self-concept challenge is the place for you. It is a place where you can shift your beliefs, have a community of like-minded people. I have not long been in the community area and I went to send a voice note to a question in there because that's what we do now. If you ask a question in the community area, I will respond with a personalized voice note of how to deal with your question and what you should do next. Think of it like a manifestation game plan. Think of it as having a coach in your pocket all the time. And this was something I used to offer as a service. I used to offer voice note coaching as a service. You would pay me money, I would send you a voice note. So this is something you get included with the challenge now, which has just become my favorite part of it. And I had gone into the community area to answer this question, and one of the members had already responded to it. And it was a brilliant response. And it just made me so grateful that I've created this space for you all to have a non-judgmental place to bring your questions, for me to answer them, for others to answer them, and to have that sense of friendship and bonding over your manifestations and the help. And I know it is so rare in this day and age to have that. So I just love that so much. But bottom line is, you are not struggling to manifest because you can't manifest. You're not struggling to manifest because it's not possible for you. You are struggling to manifest because of how you feel and believe about yourself. And when we work on that, everything changes. So this self-concept challenge is designed to make you feel good about yourself. And that sounds very simple, but you are going to really struggle to manifest a dream relationship, to manifest a house, to manifest a car, to manifest, you know, weight loss, whatever it is, weight gain, whatever it might be to you that feels really big and it feels really special and really important to you. If you don't feel that way about yourself, if you don't feel like you're worthy, if you don't feel like you're good enough, if you don't feel like you're capable, you are going to really struggle to manifest it. And it is going to take you months, even years. And that's best case scenario, you do end up manifesting it. Trust me, I have been manifesting for half of my life. Everything I have ever wanted to manifest has happened in the past 18 months from changing my self-concept and doing this very 2 week self-concept challenge that I set for you. And I've also added in more things this week. So I've added in 4 exclusive meditations. I've added in sleep affirmations. I even added in a bonus module so you can fucking love yourself like your life depends on it. So that is the place to go if you really want to shift your self-concept and you really want to see life-changing results in your manifestations this year. And I'm talking mind-blowing, pinch me, I cannot believe this is my life. This challenge is for you. It's exactly what's happened to me. I've gone from being on Universal Credit in January 2023 to 10x in my income within a few months of doing this challenge. So I was earning 5k a month by July. Manifesting my dream body, manifesting a secure, happy relationship, manifesting my Mercedes, manifesting amazing business opportunities, manifesting amazing friendships. Like, it's all come from this challenge. And that is after 15, 16 years of trying to figure it out. I have got the formula for you. If you want it, the link is below. Please, I would love to see you in that. I would love to help you with this year. Let's get into today's topic, and that is about how learning to ignore the 3D or deny your 3D or reject your circumstance, reject reality, whatever buzz phrase you want to word from the, whatever buzz phrase you want to use from the law of assumption community, like, be my guest, use whichever one you want. It's a skill. It is a practice. And the more you do it, the better you get at it. The first time you do it, it's going to feel really alien. Your nervous system is going to be shot to bits. You're going to be wondering if it's the right thing. You're going to be second guessing why you're ignoring it. But the bottom line is, if you thought the way you've always felt, if you react the way you've always reacted to the circumstances when they come up, then you will get what you've always got. You will get to keep that circumstance. So if you do the usual, I'm going to go complain about it to anybody who listen. I'm going to complain on TikTok comments. I'm going to complain everywhere I go. Now, this is not the same as venting for 5 minutes, getting off your chest. I do think that's also healthy. I don't believe in completely ignoring the circumstance, which I'll get onto in a minute. But what I'm talking about is like prolonged, a week long, 4 week long moan, rant about the circumstance and staying stuck in that circumstance. If you are constantly doing things to trigger yourself, you are keeping yourself in that circumstance. And so you will get to keep it. And by that, I mean, looking at people you follow online that have something you want, but you don't quite believe you can have yet, and pissing yourself off and comparing yourself to their life, their body, their relationship. It's stalking. It's going over the past. It's anything like that is going to keep you in that circumstance. So what we need to learn to do is, when these circumstances come up, when our reality is showing something we don't want, we are going to go and regulate our nervous system, and then we are going to change our emotional reaction to it. This will not always feel natural. And that is why I say the more you do it, the better you get at it. So for example, I got scammed yesterday. I got scammed £150 because I'm going to Barcelona with my boyfriend on Friday. Second country in a month. So excited. Love Self Concept for giving me the life where I travel whenever I want to. Shout out to Self Concept Work. And basically, I booked it with a company and I Googled their number online because I wanted to change the flights from the afternoon flight to the morning flight. I rang a number that I got off Google that was clearly fraudulently pretending to be this company that I had booked through. And when I rang them, it was very convincing. They knew my airline. Looking back, I think they asked for my airline number and not my booking reference. But because they answered the phone and said reservations, I'd got the number of what I thought was a legit website. And because it was a woman on the phone. And I've had two friends say this. So it's not just me being sexist and saying that, but it all felt very safe. Up until the point I saw the name of the transaction on my bank account as I was on the phone, because it pops up on my phone. And that was not the name of the company. And I know the name of the company shows up on my bank statements because I've used them many times before. I have just never changed a flight time with them. Turns out I can't even change the flight time on Friday because it's a different airline that I wanted to book with. So she was saying to me, oh yeah, it's just a price difference. Would you be okay to pay the price difference? Da, da, da. And I thought, £150 for an extra day in Barcelona, sod it, let's do it. Now this money is not going to make me bankrupt, but it still pissed me off that I've put myself in a situation where I'm getting scammed. I don't like it. It's not fun. I don't know if anybody's ever experienced it, but you feel a little bit embarrassed and you feel a little bit stupid. That was my first initial reaction, which is valid. I'm not going to ignore that feeling. That is valid. I'm going to process that. I then recognized where this had come from, why I'd attracted in this circumstance. Having received the Mercedes last week, I had a little panic about money because obviously it's an extra outgoing that I didn't have before. Again, it's not an extra outgoing that I can't afford. It's not an extra outgoing that's going to bankrupt me or break the bank. But my old story of having bills is bad, having bills is going to be detrimental to my lifestyle, whatever, I think they resurfaced a little bit. I started to feel a little bit more tight with money. I'd let go of that flow that I had with it, that security, that abundance mindset that I make more than what I spend, everything I want comes to me easily, money is easily, sales are easy, all of those kind of things that I've been programming in. Getting the Mercedes last week kind of triggered old money beliefs, fears that I wasn't working through last week. And I have felt myself pinching more around certain things. Even as I went to book the thing yesterday, as I went to pay for this flight, imaginary flight change, and I felt my chest tighten, like, shall I, which I haven't felt for a long time. Now, this could have been intuition in hindsight, but I still remember having that thought of, oh, I don't know, can I afford this? I have become a match for an instance where an unexpected bill or like this, just an outgoing comes out that I'm not expecting. So I've had the awareness to see why this circumstance popped up. without judgment, without trying to shame myself, but just, okay, I'm aware of this now, I can change it, let me do better. Now, admittedly, the first thing I did was have a rant to my boyfriend and my best friend. It's pissed me off. Someone scammed me. How dare they? And then after 10, 15 minutes, okay, cool, let's crack on. How can I make myself feel better? So I went and got my favorite meal. I took care of myself. I had a bath. And I made sure I listened to a sleep tape last night that included money affirmations in it. So I would wake up feeling better this morning. And I woke up to sales that were near that amount anyway. So instantly I'm like, okay, cool. It doesn't even matter. So this is the process I want you to go through. It's not that we don't react. It's that we react differently and then we turn to the solution. When you stay in that problem, had I have stayed in that problem, had I been venting about it all day again and doing that for the next week and letting it ruin my holiday and letting it change how I feel about money, letting it change my self-concept, that would manifest more of them circumstances in. It would manifest more unexpected money going out. It would manifest more of me feeling embarrassed, me feeling like shit. It would keep bringing in those like experiences because that is what I was focused on. If I want different, I have to focus on different. If you want a different circumstance, you have to focus on a different circumstance. Now, if you need to gently parent yourself into that solution thinking, so you have to do what I did yesterday, you have to do something good for yourself, you have to regulate your nervous system, and then you go to the solution. You cannot focus on the problem and expect the solution to come. You cannot focus on the old story and expect the new one to manifest. That is barbaric thinking. It is so incomprehensible to think that that is how you're going to get your manifestations. So you have to learn how to hone in on this skill. You can do this, even if you're at a red light, do it with little things. You've stopped, you're in traffic. Okay, that's an inconvenience. Nobody likes to be sat in traffic, but what can I do in this moment to make myself feel better? Can I put on my favorite playlist? Can I listen to my favorite podcast? Can I go on an affirmations rampage while I'm sat in the car? Can I think of a benefit to this? Maybe I needed to slow down. Maybe I'm always in a rush. Maybe God is preventing me from something. Let me turn my feelings toward gratitude. Let me turn my feelings towards getting a fucking life, babe, in this moment, even though I'm inconvenienced. You can do this with so many circumstances, so many situations, and start practicing it. This is how you will become magnetic at manifesting. If every little circumstance pisses you off, guess what? You are going to keep getting all of those little circumstances. And if you have reoccurring circumstances that keep popping up, they are trying to tell you something. And it is your job to change your beliefs, thinking, and thoughts that have caused this experience to keep coming up. Even if it's just an emotional experience. So even if you felt something like abandonment, or you felt, oh, people don't like me, or I'm not getting chosen, da da, or I can't do this. If this feeling keeps popping up, and this is the circumstance that keeps popping up, it is your job to change that. Your triggers and your circumstances are like a bruised knee. They're like a cut knee. That cut, that blood coming from your knee is signaling to your brain, hey, look at me, something's not right. Hey, that pain flang that you get throughout your sensation in your body, that is signaling to your brain, something isn't right. Hello, can you look down here? Look at my knee, something's not right. It is the same with your circumstances. It is the same with your triggers. They are telling you, hello, this is something we don't want. Let's change it. Please bear in mind, I know I'm saying this like it's easy. It's not easy at first to do this. Like, it doesn't feel easy. It doesn't feel natural. You have never had the new story. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a new story. So every time you do this, you are training your mind to focus on the new story. If you are training your mind to focus on the old story, you are going to keep it. This is why this is so important. This is why it has to become a life practice. Not just for your manifestations, but for your emotional well-being. If every little thing can trigger you, that shows me that you haven't got faith in yourself or your manifestations, and you need to double down on self-concept work as well. Because I promise you, when you are focused on your self-concept and you are doing everything you can to believe in yourself, you will not be as triggered. You will not be as swept up by the circumstances if some come up that don't make you feel good. Like, they'll just stop triggering you as much. I shared a story yesterday on my TikTok that I never thought I'd share. Definitely with the public, but with most people in general. Like, I just never thought I'd ever share this story. And it was about how once I drove past an ex's house because he posted on his story, two desserts and one had sprinkles on it. And there was nothing else in this story. I mean, looking back, it could have been his bloody mum's for all I knew. But I was convinced because this dessert, this second dessert had sprinkles on it, it could have even been his. I was convinced that this meant that there was a girl around. So yeah, I hopped in my car, took myself around to his house just to see, I mean, what was I expecting to see? What was I expecting to do? But that is how insidious a low self-concept is. It will have you triggered by an Instagram story. It will have you triggered by sprinkles on a dessert, and it is exhausting. And believe me, getting up and doing what I did was keeping that story in place. Fully secure in my insecure mentality. That was keeping that story going. Whereas now if I saw sprinkles on a story, I'd think, oh cool, I like sprinkles. I'd get on with my day. But when you have that insecure, low self-concept mindset, you're going to make everything about you. You're going to make it so personal to you. You are going to feel so triggered by every little thing because you are operating from the world in that perspective. Operating from the world. You are operating in the world from that perspective was the right way to say it. So if you feel like you're triggered by everything, self-concept, self-concept, self-concept. If you want to manifest a big life for yourself, self-concept, self-concept, self-concept. And even with ignoring the circumstances, self-concept, self-concept, self-concept. One way I change my circumstances is I make it mean something positive. So with me getting scammed yesterday, that £150, I'm like, okay, cool. This has taught me that I have been wishy-washy with money in the past week. I have let my money mindset slip a little bit. And so I've got loads more money coming in this week because now I'm going to be so focused on money mindset. So yes, I may have lost 150, but the universe is going to reimburse me tenfold because I'm focused on it now. I've learned my lesson and I know how to change it. I'm going to turn it into something positive and I'm going to align it with my new self-concept. I'm not going to go into the old story of how I don't manage money, how I'm stupid with money, how like because I've got the car payment, that's going to lead to more bills. And no, I'm not leaning into that story. I'm going to make this circumstance a positive for my new story. Does this mean operating in a little bit of a Delulu manner? Yes, but Delulu is the Salulu. Like I said, it's just better for your mental health to operate like this as well. It improves the quality of your life to turn it into a positive instead of just thinking, oh my God, what have I done? So that is my little snippet for today's podcast. It's not really a particularly long episode, but it's just a case of practice, practice, practice. Practice, practice, practice. Like it feels alien to you right now. It feels natural to dive into the circumstances. It's what we've always been taught to do. And especially if our emotions aren't regulated, if our nervous system isn't regulated, it does feel so natural to go off and have a tantrum or to get ourselves into a bit of a spin. So the first few times you do it, it's like we're lifting weights in the gym. You're not strong enough to lift the ones you want to lift. You have to practice it. You have to build up this ignoring reality muscle. And the more you do it, the better you'll get at it and the less these circumstances will pop up. So thank you for listening today. I have loved delivering this podcast because I feel like it's going to help so many people. Please make sure you're following me on Instagram. It's the same as the pod. It's Get an F in Life, Babe. The link is below. And like I said, if you want to join the 2-week self-concept challenge, the link is below too. I am giving you everything I've got this year to make sure you can change your life, you can change your self-concept, and you can live a life you are wildly obsessed with. So have a wonderful week and I will speak to you next time.